الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners. Allah is the friend and protector of the righteous. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is his servant and last messenger. And may Allah always send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family and his companions, and all those who call to his way and establish the sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, usikum nafsi bi taqwa Allah azza wa jal wa sam'i wa ta'a. I begin by cautioning myself and reminding myself and you to have the fear of Allah, the hope of Allah, the consciousness of the presence of the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and that we hear the words of Allah, we hear the sunnah, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, and we obey. O you who believe, I want to today speak to you directly from the heart. Because the time for Muslims speaking to each other only in intellectual terms, I believe, is over. For many who look at the Muslim world, who look at the reports coming out of the media, there is a feeling of bleakness, there is a feeling of pessimism. A report comes to us of ignorance, of division, of calamity, of drought. But it is important for the believer always to be optimistic, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller of the heavens and the earth. And if we are right with Allah, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is correct, then we have nothing to be afraid of. And it is reported in the books of Sirah, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, after Islam had been established in Medina, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was revealing ayat al-ahkam. The laws of Islam were being revealed. And a large force, the Ahzab of Confederates, came out of Makkah al-Mukarramah, going toward Medina with the intention to destroy Islam. And their intention was to kill every man and woman, to kill the children, to kill the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to put out the light of Allah. And they gathered together one of the largest, if not the largest force of Arabs in their history and marched toward Medina. And in this time of crisis, the believers took shura and found from Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu, that when they were surrounded, they used to build a trench, a khandaq. And this was a strategy that was used. And so the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, although being the messenger of Allah, took shura from one of his companions, and they began to build the trench. While they were building the trench, one of the companions hit a stone, and he could not break it. And the word came to the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. He came to that stone and hit it, and it flashed. And in that flash, in the succeeding flashes that came on striking the stone, and when he broke the stone, he reported to his companions that he saw the Persian Empire, that the treasures of the Persian Empire would be in the hands of the Muslims, that the treasures of the Roman Empire would be in the hands of the Muslims. And that might have sounded strange to the companions. When a force was coming out of Mecca to destroy them, he is thinking ahead. Allah reveals to him positivity. Positivity in the face of crisis. And so it is important for us, when we are in personal crisis, in family crisis, and in crisis as a nation, that we should look toward what is coming forward, promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we should not get caught up in the negativity of today, but we should look forward to what Allah has promised. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa tanzur nafsun ma qaddamat lighad wa taqullaha inna allaha khabirun bima ta'malun wa la takunu kalladhina nasullaha fa ansahum anfusahum ulaika humul fasiqun. Allah has revealed to us, O you who believe, have the consciousness of Allah. And let every soul look to what it has put forward for tomorrow and fear Allah. Surely Allah is well aware of all that you do. And be not as those who forgot Allah, and so He made them forget themselves. Surely they are the disobedient ones. And so in this mighty oft-repeated verse, there is great wisdom. And the great Mufassirin Fuqaha of Islam, in looking into this verse, has broken into sections. And we see that Allah, in speaking to those who are described with Iman, to believers, begins, as in many cases, and as we do on Jumu'ah, with the fact that we should first have taqwa. Above all things, we should have the consciousness of Allah. Following this, He reveals to us that we should look forward. وَالْتَنْظُوا نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِقَدْ. What did you put forward for tomorrow? What building blocks did you set in your life for the next day? Are you just caught up on today? But what did you do for the coming generations? And then it continues on and reminds us again that Allah is well aware of all that we do. And it continues in reminding us that we should not be, this is the present, لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Don't be as those people. They forgot Allah, and so He made them forget themselves. Surely these people are the ones. They are fasiqun. They are the disobedient sinners. And so we should not be as those who forgot Allah, and He will make us forget ourselves. When we look at our nation today, when we look at our families today, we need to not only look at the past, because we would have a tendency to look at the glorious age of Islam. We not only should look at just the situation today, especially if your situation seems grim, but what are we putting forward for tomorrow? In a recent study done by the International Center for Population, this is a center based in Cairo, Egypt, connected with Al-Azhar University. In a recent study done, the report has come to us that if we continue to expand through birth and through people accepting Islam, inshallah, that by the year 2020, there will be 2.5 billion Muslims on earth. In the present situation that we live in, the earth's population is 23.1% Muslim. We're not a minority. One in every five people on the face of the planet Earth is a Muslim. Our largest country is Indonesia, 170 million strong. In Pakistan, 121. In Bangladesh, 102. In Nigeria, 68 million Muslims. In Turkey, 59. Iran, 57. In Egypt, 52. But what is not recognized is that within India itself, there are over 106 million Muslims. And that in China, and people who think of China normally do not think of Islam, that in China there are over 70 million Muslims. And in the former Soviet states, alhamdulillah, over 58 million Muslims. But what is not, in this interesting aspect of the study that was done, showed us that the majority of the Muslim population in the world today are teenagers and children. The majority of the world Islamic population are teenagers and children. Children below the age of five represent 43% of the Muslim world. Below 5. This is the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is working in us and we don't even know it. In the developing countries, children under 5 are only 22%. What is also not known, a fact by this study that was done in a recent report to the House of Commons here in Canada, made by Dr. Hamdani, who works with Statistics Canada, that 1 in every 5 children born in Canadian hospitals today is a Muslim. 20% of the children born in Canadian hospitals, they're Muslims. That means in 10 years, in 20 years, by the force of population alone, that we will not only overwhelm the rest of the world, but in Canada, not the United States, where Islam is growing so rapidly, in Canada, we will be a sizable force and maybe one of the strongest forces in sheer number alone. But I want to take this moment for nasiha to myself and to you. If we see the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala working with younger generation coming in, then what are we doing ourselves for tomorrow? What building blocks are we making within our family, within our community, our masjid, our organization? How did we set up? What did we set up for the education of the children? There is a program on. There is a definite program on. And we are caught in this of miseducation, that the television, that the movies, and that the public school educational system is dedicated to lead our children off the path. Because if we do not educate our children properly, if the basis is not there, then what will we have developed? As we heard in hadith, the large numbers, wuta'a sail, like the foam on an ocean being pushed to one side, pushed to the other side, having no direction, having no weight, having no strength. Recently, we recognize, wal-iyadu billah, another startling statistic, coming out of the doctors and service givers in Scarborough, and this can affect all parts of Metro Toronto, that one of the largest groups in teenage pregnancy are Muslims. These are young girls who are being impregnated. And in our case, wal-iyadu billah, going to the masjid, going to the Islamic center, having one face and another face for the school. Dhu wajhain. A face for the school and the masjid and center, a face for the society itself. Pregnancy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Don't go near zina. It is a corruption, an abomination, and it destroys the whole path. It destroys everything. وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. The whole path is destroyed. The body of the person is destroyed. The reputation of the person is destroyed. The family is destroyed. And both are wrong, whether it is male or female. And I want to speak openly to our community about double standards. Because if there are young men who are involved in zina, they are just as guilty and just as wrong as the young woman. The Muslims are coming forward. And recently a Muslim came forward and said, Brother Abdullah, speak to the Hindu pundit. Tell the Hindus not to marry the Muslims. It's against our religion. There are Muslim girls who are marrying Hindus. The Sikhs, they came before and they said, Brother Abdullah, go to the guru of the Sikhs and ask the Sikhs to stop giving the Shahada of Khalsa to the Muslim girls. But the problem is not with the pundit. It's not with the guru. The problem is us. Because if anybody comes to me, inshallah, and wants to take Shahada for Islam, inshallah, I will give that shahada. So the guru is doing his job. The pundit is doing his job. But what makes a young girl go to the point where she will leave her family, become a Sikh, and marry in the Sikh religion, when we know that that religion was created out of a defense against Muslims. That the khanja they wear is for Muslims. We know this. What creates this mentality? It is the home which is not practicing Islam. It is the hypocrisy and the superficial practice of Islam. We need to look strongly to the next generation. Make a strong basis. A strong basis in the families. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, in authentic tradition, has told us the best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it. But if we learn the Quran, it is not only, in the time of the Prophet, it was not just tilawa. It is to learn to read the Quran, but also to learn what is in the Quran. Tilawa wal ma'ana, the meaning also. What is the sabab al nuzul? Why was that verse revealed? What is the fiqh? What is jurisprudence we can get out of the ayah? So we have to raise a younger generation now. We are not just satisfied that they read Quran. They have to begin to love Quran, understand what it means, to put it into practice. Hadith. We have to culture a proper understanding of hadith, to know what is sahih, what is da'if, what is a strong hadith, what is a weak hadith. If they come to us as they came in the past, and some come now and they say, it is a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, حُبِّ الْوَطَن مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ, that the love of your nation, nationalism, is part of faith. This is da'if. This is a weak hadith. Mawdu', it's a lie. The Prophet ﷺ did not come for nationalism. So we need to know the isnad. We need to know the chain of reporters of the hadith. We need to study the metan, the bodies of the hadith. We need to study the reporters and how to relate to them. The classification of hadith. The love of hadith. How to put hadith in our life. We need to take time to have our young people become familiar with Arabic language. This Quran was revealed in the Arabic language. And we may not be able to speak it properly, many of us, but culture the young people to have a desire to learn to speak Arabic fusha, proper Arabic. And so they will begin to know the meaning of hadith. Because we are in need in the next generation of people who will not only be Muslim in name, but that they will be Muslim in name and in practice. That their iman would be al-qawlu bil-lisan, they will say it, al-tasdiq bil-qalb, their heart will confirm it, wal-amal bil-jawarih, and their limbs will practice. A continuous Islam, all the way through to the final goal. And so we need to have our younger generation, that they should have the understanding of Islam, and they should be strong as Muslims. Teach izzah. We should need izzah, and the parents need to have izzah, to have strength to be a Muslim. Why are we ashamed to be Muslims? Why are we ashamed the homosexual marches the streets? The thief marches the streets. The racist comes out with his banner. All of the groups come out. Why are we ashamed to be a Muslim? Why is the man ashamed to grow his beard? Or to dress like a Muslim, or to pray openly in public? Why is a woman ashamed to wear hijab? Why are we ashamed? We need an izzah. Because the strength of Islam is part of the message. Islam is a religion of strength. It is mercy. It is also strength. A strong believer. Recently, a sister in Scarborough came out of her house with hijab, walked down the street, and they shot her in the face. They shot her in the face. And when they took her to school, her face bleeding, nobody would deal with her for 1 hour. Then they took her to the hospital another hour and a half before they took the pellet out of her face. Muslims need to learn to defend themselves. And so for male and female, we need to know self-defense. We need to know a strategy of how to walk down the street. That a Muslim woman is street-proofed. She knows how to defend herself if somebody comes to try to defile her honor. The young men need to have skills. Skills to provide for the family. Because the provision of the family is on the man. الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم. Men are protectors and maintainers of women because Allah has given them an advantage over them, and they spend their wealth. If the man continues to force his wife to work, if the man continues to try to force her to go out there, and she comes home and he also wants to be sultan, how are you sultan when you're not completely providing for your family? And if you have to give her this responsibility, to give her also some of the command in the house, give her part of the shura when you are making your decisions. I also humbly submit to myself and to you that we need to have Islamic recreation. Some of the masajid have begun this. We need to have it all over the city so the young people will have recreation. They can enjoy themselves, become physically fit in an environment of Islam. If we do not do this, then another group will take over, where the recreation becomes the recreation of Olympics, where they are running and jumping without clothing, no haya. And we know that al-haya min al-iman. The Prophet ﷺ has told us that modesty is part of faith. But how can you expect them to be modest if we do not provide for them an Islamic form of recreation? And so I talk to you and I talk to myself. I may not be with you here in the city next week. Allahu A'lam. But if I am not here, I do not believe I will be here. The time of the end of this month is coming. And I say to those Muslims who have their children in the public school, who are living with the non-believers, that we do not have to follow the kuffar in everything that they do in this society. This is the time of Thanksgiving. And people here in Canada and in America celebrate their Thanksgiving. But it is also another time. It is the time of the evil one. And they have celebrated historically on October 31st, the day of Samhain wal-Iyadu Billah, the one they consider the evil one. In the European countries, they used to dress up in faces and strange costumes because they felt that the souls would be raised on the evening of October 31st. That tradition came to America and became All Hallows Evening and then Halloween. And so you will see them on the 31st night. And for those who are new in Canada, it may be strange to you. You will see them, people who are supposed to be Christians, people who are supposed to be following the message of Allah, they are dressed as shayateen. You will see them begging at your door. You will see them marching in the streets. But we should not have our Muslim children involved in this. Number one, it is because we are totally against anything connected with evil. And Allah has told us in many places in Quran, describing Iblis, إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. He is an open enemy to you. But the plan is on. The plan is on. To take our children, to change their mentality, to follow the evil one. And recently we have documented proof that many of the pop singers of Michael Jackson and many of these singers called Rolling Stones and these groups, they have taken their music and played it backwards. And when you play it backwards, they are calling on the devil. We have documented proof of this. That the leaders in the rock music field that our children are being exposed to are followers of the shaitan, wal-iyadu billah. Open followers. But we let them listen to it. It's Canadian to do this. It's okay, it's Canadian. And even our Muslim countries, wal-iyadu billah. 2 weeks ago, on the radio, from Tunisia, they had Michael Jackson on the radio. And Michael Jackson said, good afternoon, my brothers and sisters. I will be singing for you tonight, inshallah. That's what he said on the radio. And we have documented proof that he is a Satan worshiper. So what is happening in our Muslim countries? They have surrendered their culture to the Kafirun. They have surrendered their culture to the Wathaniyun, to the people who follow the evil one. And if we involve ourselves, if we allow our children to be listening to this, or to be openly watching the television with no control, then there'll be no difference between them and us. And so the children on that night of the 31st could be at home. Protect your children. Protect your families. No sister, and I would say no brother, should be walking on the evening of the 31st alone, especially the sister. Young people should not be alone. The family should stay home on that evening. It is the evening of the evil ones in this society. And if you go out prepared to stand in the face of evil. But the children should not be begging. Islam is not the religion of begging. Al-yad al-ulya khayrun min al-yad al-sufla. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, the upper hand is better than the lower hand. We are not beggars. Also, it is dangerous, the food they are giving out. The costume is un-Islamic. It is evil. And so there's no reason why they should be involved in this. And there's no reason why we should support any part of this society that goes directly against our faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the evil we find in this society. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the children of the Ummah of Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the women of the Ummah of Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring up those who would practice Islam in the early form of the Salaf al-Saleh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our religion and protect all those who stand up for the faith in the face of evil. And may Allah have mercy upon our beloved companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and all those who have stood against evil. أقول كل هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين كل ذنب استغفروا إنه هو غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وأصلي وأسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. O you who believe, Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, the authentic tradition, has revealed to us that if there is something revealed to his companions, if you meet something that you hate, something there is evil in this thing, that you should say the following words. And we should say these words with tongue and with heart. That we say it and we believe it. He taught his companions that they should say, Allahumma la ya'ti bil hasanati illa ant, wa la yadfa'u sayyi'ati illa ant, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa bik. O Allah, there is nobody who can bring good except for you. There is nobody who can defend against the evil things except for you, and there is no authority and there is no power except with you. If we believe in this, clear our hearts of all of the fear of superstition, of the fear of the evil one, and have tawakkul ala Allah, then these plans of the kafirun, inshallah, will not harm us. We will go through this and raise up a generation who will also not be afraid. Allahumma la ya'ti bil hasanati illa ant, wa la yadfa'u sayyi'ati illa ant, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِكَ. May Allah help us to always send peace and blessings to Muhammad. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد. May Allah be pleased with him and the Khulafa al-Rashideen, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali. Pleased with them and us, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وانصر عبادك يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات. O Allah, have mercy on the sick and the dead of the Ummah of Muhammad. Have mercy upon Abdul Farha, on Muhammad Ali, on Zahra, on Fatima, on Jamila, on all those who are sick and who have died in your path. Have mercy upon them and us, Ya Arham Rahimeen. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiyul alim. Watub alayna, innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Ibadullah, yarhamakumullah.
إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.